alternator, not charged. Okay. Part one.
I'm working right now with the Jaguar XJ, and customer states there's a multiple warning lights in his dash, and after that, engine shut off. So the car won't start. So I charged the battery, and now the engine starts, but there you go. See that? See that? So, I think that the charging system is not working, so let's find out. So, there are a lot of ways of how to check the charging system if it is working. So, I'm gonna show you some of the tests that I'm going to do. So, I'm gonna start the engine and check if the voltage will come up. Let's try it. Okay. Engine. There we go. Let's check. So the voltage still. So I think we have to first check the battery, but customer states that the battery is just 3 months old. I mean, we just replaced it, so definitely it's new battery. So to find out if the charging system is working, one of the tests that I'm going to do is to remove this negative terminal of the battery, and if the engine shut off, yeah, we're gonna have a problem with the voltage on the charging system. So I'm gonna remove this while the engine is running. So I'm gonna lose this clamp here, but I'm gonna start the engine first. Start the engine. Okay. If the engine dies when I try to remove the battery clamp of the negative terminal, then 99% we have a problem with the charging system. Maybe the wiring, maybe some other thing that related to the charging system. So, negative terminal, not the positive side. There we go. Engine shut off. Engine dies. So yeah, we have a problem with the charging system. There's some other way of how to check the charging system, but yeah, this one is effective. Okay. And also, don't forget to check the drive belt or the accessory drive belt of the alternator. Maybe the drive belt was loose or snap, or you know. So if your drive belt is loose, it might be the problem of your charging system. I mean, the generator, the alternator can't generate the proper voltage. So yeah, drive belt for this one is good. So I'm going to diagnose the problem. Maybe the generator is the problem, or the alternator is the problem. So yeah, that will be all, and thank you. See you on part 2, guys.